This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. He will inaugurate the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show 2025 at Greater Noida and also address the gathering on the occasion. It will highlight the state's diverse craft traditions, modern industries, robust MSMEs and emerging entrepreneurs on a single platform. Key sectors that will be represented include handicrafts, textiles, leather, agriculture, food processing, IT, electronics and Ayush, among others. It will also feature Uttar Pradesh's rich art, culture and cuisine under one roof. The trade show will be held till 29th of this month. Later, the Prime Minister will visit Rajasthan and lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth 1,22,100 crore rupees. He will also address a public function at Banswara. Mr. Modi will also interact with PM Kusum beneficiaries. In line with his commitment to transform India's power sector to ensure affordable, reliable and sustainable power supply for all, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of Anu Shakti Vidyut Nigam Limited's Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project worth around 42,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of green energy projects worth around 19,210 crore rupees in Rajasthan. He will inaugurate solar projects at Palodi, Jaisalmer, Jalor and Sikar, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the World Food India 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. The four-day event will showcase India's strengths in the food processing sector, food sustainability and the production of nutritious and organic food. It will showcase India's transformative journey in food processing while fostering international collaborations and investment opportunities. The mega global food event will witness participation from more than 21 countries, 21 states and union territories and 10 central ministries, making it the largest congregation of stakeholders in Indian food processing sector. The government has approved six major proposals with a total investment outlay of around 95,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the decisions taken in Union Cabinet meeting cover several sectors.
Decisions worth around 95,000 crore rupees have been taken in today's cabinet meeting. These decisions cover several sectors, railways, highways, railway bonus matters and shipbuilding. Major reforms include a fellow program for our human resources and research and development activities, along with an increase in the number of seats in medical education.
The minister said the cabinet has approved a comprehensive package of nearly 70,000 crore rupees to revitalize India's shipbuilding and maritime sector. The government also cleared payment of productivity-linked bonus of 78 days to 10.91 lakh railway employees. The Ministry of Home Affairs has said that the central government has been actively engaged with apex body Leh and Kargil Democratic Alliance on the demand of Sonam Wangchuk related to Sixth Schedule and statehood for Ladakh. It said that the series of meetings were held with them through the formal channel of the High Powered Committee as well as subcommittee and multiple informal meetings with leaders. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet has approved the extension of service of General Anil Chauhan as the Chief of Defence Staff or CDS, who shall also function as Secretary to the Government of India, Department of Military Affairs, up to 30th May 2026 or until further orders. General Chauhan was appointed as the CDS on 28th September 2022. The death toll due to rain-related incidents in Kolkata and adjoining areas has increased to 11. Water has reduced in many areas in Kolkata, but some other areas are still underwater. In Pakistan, security forces today gunned down 13 terrorists of the outlawed Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan during an intelligence-based operation in the restive Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. In cricket, India stormed into the final of Asia Cup 2025, beating Bangladesh by 41 runs in the Super Fours at Dubai International Cricket Stadium yesterday. After being invited to bat first, India scored 168 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.